This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. Swaziland in southern Africa is ruled by the continent's last absolute monarch, King Mswati III. While he enjoys a regal life of comfort, the country's 1.2 million people are impoverished. 75% of the population is engaged in subsistence farming. The country has the highest rate of HIV/AIDS in the world, and unions are severely restricted. In 2012, the major labor confederations in the country joined to form the Trade Union Congress of Swaziland. Tokoswa was initially registered by the government, but then deregistered and remains banned. One of the labor organizations in the country trying to help workers is the International Research Academy for Labor and Education, IRALI. I talked to Percy Masuku about the situation in Swaziland and what IRALI was doing about it. I asked him what sort of issues IRALI addressed in its education and research work.
The two core functions of IRALI are education and research to trade unions. And in education, we always provide education, be it on specific issues of organizing, on issues of labor law inside the country in Swaziland, issues of providing capacity and training to shop stewards, and issues of the economy, political economy classes, which we try to break down to make as simple as possible, as the workers would understand it. And then on research, we do quite a lot to provide research and education, research and information to trade unions. Just recently, we did some work on the history of the trade union movement in Swaziland, dating back to the 60s, which we documented on behalf of Tokoswa, supported by the ILO Pretoria office. So for trade unions, we also do research on specific issues. In 2012, for instance, we did some work for the public sector unions where they wanted to surface an alternative to salary cuts that were proposed by the government of Swaziland. So we do work as per the need.
Swaziland is a monarchy dictatorship, the last absolute monarchy in Africa. Given this context, what sort of society is IRALI working towards?
IRALI views itself as part of the organizations that demand an alternative system of government to the oppressive Dinkundla system. IRALI demands a multi-party democracy, and more importantly, also the democratization of the economy. That is, the economy should benefit all workers, all people of Swaziland, working poor, and all in the rural communities. And the other demands that are there, including the release of political prisoners and the removal of oppressive laws, this is what IRALI stands for. It's what it demands.
The Central Labour Federation of Swaziland, KUSWA, was initially registered by the government, but then later deregistered. What is the latest news about KUSWA's attempts to be registered?
Government of Swaziland on this one is playing hide and seek. It is not open enough to clearly show what efforts are being done. And from where we stand, all of us were convinced that this is just a delay tactic. It's trying to ensure that the initiative of the merger, the workers coming together to form one national center inside the country, is delayed and derailed. But unfortunately, KUSWA is trying all efforts to make sure that as they talk of the provision that is supposed to be included in the labor law, which is lacking, which according to them does not provide for a merger like of the nature of KUSWA. As they do that and do whatever they are doing in Parliament, KUSWA is making initiatives, and workers of Swaziland are making initiatives to try and popularize globally in international trade union movement the issue of the deregistration of KUSWA. And we also believe that probably picking up the campaign inside the country, keeping up the momentum and the fires burning would also help to sustain pressure so that the government of Swaziland budges at the end of the day.
What can unions and their members around the world do to help IRALI specifically and in general the working people of Swaziland?
Starting with, in general, the broader support that should be there, I think the first thing, ideally, it will be very, very helpful to continue stepping up the momentum of isolating the royal regime in Swaziland. Wherever they go, they should face the pressure, because one of the things that we have seen is that they are feeling the pressure externally, and that is the pressure that will need to be stepped up. It's very much commendable to the trade union movement globally and also other democracy-loving people all over the world. And also, it will also be very, very helpful to support campaigns because, for instance, in September, every September of every year, we have the Global Action Week, which is the first week of September, which coincides with the independence of Swaziland, which was granted in September 1968. So every week we always commemorate and say, do we really celebrate this independence? Is it really independence that Swazis can point to and say, yes, indeed, we got independence from the British? So those kind of campaigns would be very, very helpful to be supported globally because they have that global appeal and coverage. And also specifically, the challenges facing Irale include issues of technical capacity, yet the demand for such work is increasing. And I think that's one area where Irale will need to be helped to ensure that it expands its scope and its coverage on the people, on the workers, and in the sectors in which it is doing the work, to ensure that we have people who understand what as a worker in Swaziland you are facing and the challenges you are likely to face in the probable future we are going into. So those are the things that I think are very, very important.